1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
Good afternoon, I'm Libby Pelletier. How do nearly 600 ballots go uncounted in a November election? That's what the Mesa County Clerk's Office is looking into. When the first primary ballots were taken from drop boxes around the county this week, they found ballots left over from the November election. Clerk Tina Peters is apologizing to voters whose ballots weren't counted. She says those votes would not have changed any outcomes. Colorado health and environment officials are out with a series of proposed rules following through on newly enacted laws they say position Colorado to lead the country pursuing actions to reverse the impacts of climate change. The latest rules lay out how the state will require emitters to report greenhouse gases and reduce greenhouse gases. State Air Quality Control Commission is scheduled to take formal action in May. What do you think about when you're electing leaders? A new poll by Colorado Springs College finds 80% of voters in Colorado, seven other western states, say air, land, water, and wildlife issues top their lists. 59% of voters said climate change requires action, that number up from 48% in 2011. There's a big film festival this weekend at the Avalon in Grand Junction. It's the Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour. Expect to see adventure, action, and travel films. Colorado Canyons and Colorado National Monument Associations and Western Colorado Conservation Corps will split the proceeds. There are a lot of billionaires in Aspen. An appraiser there is estimating as many as 75 billionaires own residential or commercial property in the Aspen area. If that's the case, the Aspen Daily News says that would make Aspen one of the most billionaire-saturated markets anywhere. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.